This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Warriors' season is underway. How good is this team? Can they really compete for another championship?
Butler, top of the key three. Good!
All six of our hosts have descended upon Pleasant Hill, California to break down every angle of this squad.
Curry, wow. Deep three from half court. He hit it! He hit it! There's one person on the planet that would take that shot, and he nailed it! Ridiculous.
It's time for the Blue and Gold Summit, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. Alongside Dan Dibley, Joe Spadoni, Joe Shasky, Matt Steinmetz, and Daryl the Guru Johnson. Here's Mark Willard.
Let's go! The summit is here!
Mark, what a turnout.
Wow,
what,
man.
What a turnout.
Hey, give yourselves a round of applause. Y'all look great. Woo! Yeah. All right, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, the Warriors Summit is here. We look forward to this stuff all year long. Say hello to our morning show, the Joe Shasky and Spadoni. Hey.
Wow, that was not a good reception. Oh, boy.
And nobody looks better in pink. Look at the midday show.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, all right, I'll see you.
Let's get this thing started. We got some surprises for you a little bit later on in the show, but we want to dive right in to some Warrior basketball. So what we're going to do is we're going to go across the whole table and just start it out with a bit of an opening statement with regard to what we've seen so far through nine games. So let's start with our guys in the morning. Man to my right, Joe Shasky. A little bit of an opening statement. What do you see so far through nine?
I see a lot. I think my favorite part of the first eight games has been the youngsters. I think Jonathan Kuminga has been amazing. I'm shocked that he's been able to assimilate the way that he has, the way the veterans have embraced him, Kerr's embraced him. Moody's shot looks incredible early on. I think Pods has had some up and down performances, but overall he's been really good. And then, I mean, how about this kid, Will Richard?
Will Richard.
I've been so impressed with him. TJD, I thought, flipped the game the other night. I know the big three get all the credit and all the love. I think the first part of the season has been all the youngsters, and I'm enjoying it. Last time I wanted them to win that game. That was fun, but obviously they were missing something with that second unit late third quarter. But overall, I'm worried about the old guys. Can they navigate 9 months? I don't know. The young guys look great. I'm so pumped for them.
Off to a good start, absolutely. Spadoni, what do you say?
The fact that they beat the Lakers in La La Land makes you very happy if you're a Warriors fan. The fact that they beat the Nuggets, a team that has hounded them for years, has to make you very excited, by the way. Listen to your interview with Kerr earlier. No Steph tomorrow? That doesn't make me very happy. He's sick. Get better, Steph. We love you. One thing that concerns me...
Al Horford's concerning me right now, guys. But it's early, though. It's 9 games in the season. He can figure it out. I know Steve said the fact that he missed all the shots isn't good, but everything else was good. So Al Horford, I guess.
Yes, Steve did say he thought they were going in.
Thanks.
They just didn't.
Thanks.
So I don't know if you get any points for those. But over to Steiny and Goo. Steiny, what do you think? What do you see so far through 9 games?
Oh, I see.
Oh, here we go.
Oh boy.
I see about what I thought.
They suck.
No, I see about what I thought I'd see. I really like the youngsters are playing. Kuminga's, to me, the story of the season so far.
He's been
very good. To me, he's noticeably improved. So that, to me, is the big part. But we got the troubling thing of 3 guys missing last night's game. I get it, sickness, but, you know, the season's so long, so much. Is Butler playing tomorrow?
Don't know yet.
Exactly.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's it.
Steph's not, though. He's sick, Butch.
Great job on understanding Kerr on the way to the flight. Is he going to be on? Nice
Thank
job.
You. I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Terrific.
Normally Mark handles the heavy
Terrific.
Lifting, and I do the slap and or tickle. But, hey, Steve, is he going to be on the flight? He's not going to be on the flight.
Yeah,
and if he's not on the flight, he's probably not going to play, Joe.
The list is
Slater official. And Sham's tweet was after.
After, by the way. Which means that Slater and Shams might have been in the car with Steve, because how else would they know?
Yeah.
The Odyssey app.
That's right.
There you go.
Thank you, Steiny.
The official report is that Steph is out, Jimmy is questionable, Draymond is probable. That's their official listing up to the minute. Guru, what do you see so far?
My viewing pleasure is not just delegated to Steph, Jimmy, and Dre. I was thoroughly entertained last night, and they got some youngsters on the squad. As Butch said, Butch, we want you to leave our guy alone, Dibs and I, Richard, because we were at him first.
Okay, first off, I love Todd Golden. I have his number. I coached his kid. That's my account.
Whoa, boy.
Todd Golden is my account.
But, dude, they have a mentality of, like, and Moody as well.
You know,
I don't give a damn. I've been here before. So yesterday I was thoroughly entertained. I wanted them to win. They didn't. But there are going to be nights where, you know, the chef and the rest of the OGs are not there. But now we got the two timeline thing that's actually born. The babies are here, and they're actually making contributions. So I like that. And what's concerning me is guards just breaking us down on the offensive side of the ball, and then not having the Windex man to back the guys getting beat off dribble penetration. I'm not seeing that yet. It's 9 games. Al Horford, where you at? But I'm just – that's concerning.
Can I ask Mark and Dan a question here?
Of course.
I'm watching this team. If we would have had this summit before the season started, I think the majority of the questions would have been, can the young guys help out the old guys? In two of their losses on the road – I feel like the old guys let down the young guys and played hero ball. Can you make the argument the young guys have been more impressive through 8 games than the older guys?
I think you could easily make that argument. No, go ahead.
No, I think that the young guys provide a higher floor, but the old guys provide a higher ceiling. And so my opening statement, the one thing I really like is when they're all healthy and they're all together, this team is good enough to do it all, win it all, if healthy, and if they're in the right spot at the end of the year. But when they're not, they are much closer to a lottery team. So the young guys, I think that the young guys are good and they provide a solid base. But if the old guys can't do it consistently enough, then you're probably going to be a 6th seed and you're going to be more like last year than you are 2022.
I think it's easy to make that case, but I also think it's a matter of kind of what glasses we're wearing. In other words, we already know who Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green are. We came into this with questions about what Jonathan would look like, who is Will Richard, would Moody, maybe Pods, would they kind of take a step forward. So yeah, they are popping more because they're doing more. They are better versions of themselves than they were when we last saw them. As to where the other 3 guys are the same version, I don't know, maybe you could argue that they are starting to go downhill. I think it's a little early to say that, though, because also, what is the goal of those players? Those young guys want to come out and show something right away, and I think the older players are coming out right away to pace themselves. And they're probably looking at games that are in April and March more so than they're worried about November.
If we did the summit before the season, how much of the talk would have been about Kuminga and is he ready? Where's he at?
All of it.
Where does he play? How much? I think I can make a legitimate argument through eight games, he's been their second best player on six out of those eight nights, maybe five. Like, I didn't have that on my bingo card, guys.
I did not either.
Is that a good thing, though, that he's their second best player at this point? I mean,
you're seeing talent.
You're 5-4.
Yeah.
That's not
I don't think there's any way to
it's
put
a good question.
There's any way to put a negative spin on what Jonathan Kuminga has looked like this year. Because frankly, if you go back to before the season, this offseason, with how it sounded from fans and media, there was no way in my mind that it would look this cohesive with him this quickly. And that questions about him wouldn't be being asked in the locker room after every game.
But Jimmy Butler's your second best player, though.
But he hasn't played thus far.
He's won you some games, and it's just funny. I won't pull anybody's ID, but all the people now whispering sweet nothings about Kuminga when 4 or 5 months ago the dude couldn't play is just funny, but now we're ready to anoint him the second best. Jimmy Butler's your second best player.
We're just analyzing.
Right after Steph. No, I'm just saying.
But Jimmy's been coasting. He had that great game where he had the 16 free throws. I thought
he controls the game.
He does, but he picks and chooses his spots. And I think with that comes large stretches where you're like, is Jimmy going to do anything? And I love the guy. I think he's great. It's just as their age, they have to pick and choose their spots.
And he did that last year, too, when they first acquired him. We were all waiting. Hey, where's playoff Jimmy, right?
Yes.
That was the whole thing. We kept waiting and waiting, and then he got hurt. And unfortunately, when Steph went down, everyone was looking at Jimmy Butler. Hey, Jimmy, save us. Well, it's hard to do that against Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle.
Yeah, and hard to do that with what I think was actually a really bad tailbone injury.
Oh,
I do not think he was at his best at all. And Steiny's laughing at it because that's what he does. But anyway, let's go through the six of us. And I mean, if you want to whittle it down to one word or a phrase or whatever to really capture a concern that you're feeling in this moment,
boy.
Guru, what would you say?
Dribble penetration, guards that can ha-ha, and we don't have any ha-ha to combat it. That's a concern.
We don't have any Thundercats?
We're working on them. Thundercats in the making, but that's a concern. And we got guys off the practice squad. Quentin Jackson, who? And then Rollins. He used to be a warrior, Butch.
Oh, boy.
And he gave us the business. That's a concern. And I'm not saying it can't be rectified or remedied or fixed, but, man, that's bothersome.
Donnie, what would you say?
The biggest concern,
they
can't put five guys out on the floor night after night after night that they can rely on that is better than the other team night after night after night.
And why do you think that is?
Why do I think that is?
Like you think that's a help?
Because
thing?
They're not going to be able to throw a consistent lineup out there night after night after night because they've got a lot of young players who will be inconsistent night after night after night. And now they've got older players who are going to be inconsistent night after night after night. They'll be more consistent than the other guys, but there's going to be a lot of nights where three or four guys play pretty well and four guys don't, and we'll see if they can win them.
What would you say?
I'm going to play off of that to an extent, and I wanted to borrow from Priest with the they're too old, but it's not that they're too old, but Steph Curry, if he plays 70 games, you're going to have, of those 70, you're going to have probably 30 are elite level Steph, 20 are, oh my God, you're still really good, and then 15 to 20 of like what we saw the other night where he just isn't as able to be as great as he needs to be as he was when he was younger. So it doesn't mean Steph's not amazing. He is, but you're not going to be amazing three or four times a week. So if he's not, then the other guys next up, Jimmy, he's kind of in the same boat. Draymond doesn't score. Kuminga has been awesome, but I think you're going to rely too much on the second and third tier guys to step up and be that.
I'm going to point to two things that are on the side of the ball that we tend to not spend any time on. Guru, I know you did. But the two D words for me right now are defense and Draymond. Draymond's hitting his three-point shot, but at the other end, physically, this brilliant defender that he's been in guarding people bigger than him through the years, I don't know if I see that right now and see that lasting for the entire year. There are some things when you watch the way his body is moving right now. He's actually the one, and I know he's the youngest of the big three, but he's the one from an age perspective and because of what this team asked him to do. I worry about his body and his output on the defensive end more than I do Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry.
Their number one problem is rim protection. Mm. I think all the things Guru's bringing up, Dallas had those problems a couple years ago as well, but they had bigs that you funnel to at the rim, and they're able to alter shots, force more kickouts, you know, get more stops in the paint. And I look at Quinn Post. I like him, but he's probably a backup. I like Trayce Jackson-Davis. He's 6'9". Boy, I'd love him to be 7 foot. You know, like, if they could get a legitimate rim runner and a guy that could get 2 feet in the paint on defense and be able to just stand there and alter shots, I think it changes their entire team. And I think it can offset their lack of a secondary perimeter defender.
Mine would be Jimmy Butler's health. This is a guy that the Warriors got when he barely even played with the Miami Heat last year. There was the freshest version that we saw of Jimmy Butler when they acquired him. And I'm concerned if he can play a full season. Clearly he can't already. He has back soreness. Mm. We're 3 weeks into the season. I have concern there. And then Steve Kerr spoke about it with you guys just an hour ago, Willard and Dibbs. The turnovers, man. I mean, in this league, I don't care if it's the Washington Wizards, New Orleans Pelicans. That play yesterday on the inbounds pass late in the third quarter, when it was GP2 just throwing it, who was it? Buddy Hield just clanks off his hands.
Just
like
threw it out
like
of
they
bounds.
Don't even care. Like that cannot happen in a game like that when they didn't have Domantas Sabonis, they didn't have Keegan Murray, they didn't have Zach LaVine, they had 50-year-old DeMar DeRozan and Russell Westbrook, and those guys were not making the mistakes late in that game. So it's the turnovers.
You know, it's funny you bring up the Draymond thing. I've been very critical of Draymond. I also acknowledge how amazing he is. He's just an all-time type of a player. Yeah. He looks so sluggish right now. And then I see what's going on with Klay Thompson in Dallas, and I just, I don't know if it's as severe as Draymond. I just wonder, like, not everyone gets to play like LeBron into their 40s. That's why he's the unicorn. Yep. Like, and Steph's amazing. He's amazing. But to think that Draymond was going to age gracefully when he's the one wearing and tearing and banging with guys 6 inches and 50 pounds heavier than him, he looks a little sluggish. I am worried. He's still impactful. He's extremely important. But their best lineup right now with this roster is him at the small ball five, but it wears him down.
Yep.
So it's like a double-edged sword.
Man. Well, who else are you going to play at the five? Because Quentin Post is not an interior defender, and TJD. No. TJD can do it, but you can't have
him
play
somebody.
Offense.
So Dibbs from Boston.
He is an absolute cardboard cutout.
Oh, man.
You watch Al Horford. You want to talk about Stiff?
They're isolating him on the perimeter. They're getting the switches that they want.
He looks stiff,
and they're going at him. Like the game last night, forget his shot. Just forget the shot.
I got you.
They went at him over and over, just like the Milwaukee Bucks did and Indiana did. Like, these teams are attacking him. Simultaneously, the East knows Jimmy Butler really well. They put a bigger defender on him.
And
you were talking about where Jimmy's been. That's something that I think the Western Conference teams are going to try to do.
Blue and Gold Summit from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill here on 95.7 The Game. The whole gang is here.
Hey.
What a crowd.
Steiny and Goo and Shasky and Spadoni and Willard and Dibbs all together again, and all of you, and we appreciate you coming out here. And look, we're not going to run from this at all. Let's have a little conversation. Let's spend a few minutes on nothing but Jonathan Kuminga. Oh. How are you all feeling about Jonathan Kuminga
now? Let's go.
Right now?
Wow.
So,
JK.
Right, which is incredible considering the lightning rod that he was literally just as recently as 3 weeks ago. So let's actually ask it that way. Each of us up here, how has your opinion of Kuminga changed in these 9 games? Spadoni, what would you say?
I mean, I don't know if it's changed fully, because I always thought the best version of this Warriors team includes this version of Jonathan Kuminga. Now, this version we didn't see last year, the facilitating, the actively getting rebounds, being on the boards, all of that has been so refreshing to see. And I've been on this. I think acquiring Jimmy Butler has unlocked Jonathan Kuminga. There needed to be a separate voice, a different type of leader than what was already here. Clearly, Steph wasn't getting to him. Clearly, Draymond wasn't getting to him. The head coach wasn't getting to him. They needed someone else that had gravitas, that has been there and done that. And that's been Jimmy Butler. J.K.'s spoken about it. Jimmy Butler spoke about it. And the head coach, Steve Kerr, talked about it. So Jimmy Butler unlocking Jonathan Kuminga, I think, has been a very pleasant surprise.
Let's bounce around a little bit. Dibs, what would you say?
Well, I was bullish coming in, and I told you all the time in the summer that I thought it could work. I thought that he could come back and be impactful. I thought that they could make it work with Jimmy Butler.
Did Mark agree?
No, he and I went back and forth.
No, he did not agree. He did not.
And you know what? For all of the positivity that I was spouting, and normally he's the positive, I'm the negative, I thought it could work, but it's worked even way beyond my most positive possible expectations. And it's not to say that it's going to be this and even more and beyond, but I think he's shown enough now to where, why would you even think about trading him at the deadline? If you trade him, you're going to be trying to get this kind of a player.
We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, you're damn right we will.
Guru, you've always loved the kid. What's up?
Well, you know what? And I got to be careful here. I want to use the word, and I'm not his family or his parent, but I'm proud because he's rebounding. There's nothing athletically he's doing to where I'm blown away because I knew we had it. But to basically buy in, I'll go poker, buy in and do the thing that he hadn't, there you go, hadn't checked the box. I'm proud. And also, I'm not good at this in life, and my kids can attest to this, and I'm trying my best and I'm getting better, preparing for the future. I love Steph and Dre, and they're not going anywhere, but the reality is one day they will, and now I feel like, to Spadoni's point and Dibs' point, he's going nowhere, and when you just step back and you sip on that margarita and you think about the Warriors in 6 or 7 years, Jonathan Kuminga could be a part of that. And it's early 9 games, but he's answering every question. Not perfect, but he's a guy that should be a part of your future.
Ask you, what would you say?
I'm going to use a cross-sport analogy because I think, like, there's this, like, a camp of people, J.K. could always do this. J.K. could never do this. He's gotten better, and I feel like it reminds me of Alex Smith. Alex Smith, we were ready to throw out the door. I was done with him. I did the full emotional circle.
180.
I was rooting for him. I was done with him. He can never play on my team. He's got 1 foot out the door. Then he came back, and he bought in, and he got the right coach, and they believed in him.
Right.
And then he became a good player. He was not a good player before. He became a good player. I feel like I'm watching similar types of things, the archetype, happen for JK. You could see the flashes, but you could also see the turnovers, the bad shots, moving to the spot that Steph occupies, not playing defense off ball and falling asleep. All the little things he's doing better. He's got to clean up the turnovers, but the playmaking has been amazing. He had a pass to Will Richard yesterday when Will Richard went baseline.
Yep.
I don't think he makes that pass the last 4 years.
And, agree completely.
And I hear this, look, he's always been this, and I've argued with Bonte about it. He's gotten better. Eric Armstead got better over 4 years. Jimmy Ward got better. Alex Smith got better. Steph Curry got better over time. JK has gotten a lot better, and I feel like it's all clicked this year. I'm really happy for him.
Well, I think in any
sorry,
yeah, Shasky later today, we'll do a whisper celebration if we can get him to do
it's
one.
My but favorite.
Anyway, to me, in any relationship,
get 100K on TikTok.
Oh my God, incredible, dude!
In any relationship, to me, the last thing that comes is trust. And what I see, and there's no doubt, probably on this table right here of the six of us, I've been the hardest on Jonathan Kuminga. No doubt about it. And it comes down to this. It's not ever for me been about the arc of how good he could be. It was always about, can you play the way this team wants you and needs you to play right now? And I've arrived at a spot where, A, I certainly didn't think he could do it this quickly, and he's doing it. But, B, what I'm actually most impressed with of all the Jonathan Kuminga stuff has nothing to do with what we're seeing on the court. This guy has become the lightning rod of Bay Area sports for over a year. From a different country at age 22, he never caused a problem.
No.
He never lost his mind. He never had an outburst. He never, never, never. Now, look, it's pro sports. You still need to eventually go out there and do the things that are successful, and now we're seeing that. But my goodness, he deserves a lot of credit for all summer. While we're yelling about him being a king or a son, he apparently was studying how to become a better warrior. And I love that part of the story.
I think Spadoni believes Jimmy Butler as a big part of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is. Well, you're right.
Well, they've
you're
spoken right. about it. And I just feel like if you look at the landscape of this team right now, who's closest to the style of play of Jonathan Kuminga? Now, this version of Jimmy, no, but that style of play, you could look at a guy like Jimmy and say, you know what? I could be like that. And better at one point. Now, Jimmy Butler's a Hall of Famer, best player on two teams that went to the finals. But that type of player, and something about having an outsider's voice, it helps. I don't know, man. Like, when you come into an already established place like Golden State, it's hard to level with some of these guys that are just used to winning at the highest level. Jimmy's been on how many different teams? And had, how many
Bulls, Minnesota, Sixers, 76ers, Miami Heat, and Warriors.
And think about all the different young players that he took under his wing.
Totally.
Think of all the different, the Tyler Heroes of the world, the Andrew Wiggins of the world. Now all those things ended up being combustible towards the end. So I just credit Jimmy to a lot of this, and the willingness of JK and Jimmy to work together in this offseason has been huge.
Diney, how's your opinion of him changed in 9 games?
Well, I got to go back to the beginning. Jonathan Kuminga had no clue how to play basketball in the NBA when he came into the league at 18. And over the course of 3 or 4 years, to me, it became obvious that he has a lot of talent, a lot of ability. What he's proved to me this year, and only this, is that, you know what? I think he can be a starter on a good team. That's all he's accomplished this year, to my way of thinking. Because up until this point, he hasn't started all the games. He's basically come off the bench. So now he's starting. And you know what? He's beginning to show me, wow, he's thinking about, it's becoming less about his game and more about how he fits into the team. And so that's a great start.
Are you surprised the vets have been so warming to him, Steiny? This year, after everything that happened this summer?
I shouldn't be surprised because they need him.
Yeah.
Real quick, yes or no, all 6 of us, on Super Bowl Sunday after the trade deadline, is Jonathan Kuminga a Warrior?
Hell yes, in my Marshawn Lynch voice.
No.
Yes.
No.
I think they get an extension done before then.
Man.
Yes.
I'll go yes as well. You say no.
Because I just look big picture the time, and we're only 9 games in.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Hey, it's the Summit at Jack's Restaurant Bar. Summit. We are sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It is not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. We'll get to some of the other role players coming up. We'll get to Steve Kerr coming up. This is the Summit, all 6 of us here at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to 95.7 The Game's Blue and Gold Summit, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill.
We are back at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill.
This is a crowd, Mark.
This is a crowd.
Wow. I was doing overtime post games, and there was like 2 people from the other team yelling at me, diehards. I mean, we've come a long way as a station.
Yes, sir. Yep. We can barely get the 6 of us back in our seats. There's so much kissing of babies and glad hand going on out there.
A lot of babies out here.
Y'all all right?
A lot of love
out
here.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you guys.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? And speaking of guests, I'll let everybody in that about a half hour from now, after Dibs and I spoke to Steve Kerr earlier today, we held him on the phone for a little longer, and the other 4 hosts all had prepared 1 special question for Steve.
Nice.
And we got his answers to those questions, and we will play those coming up at 5 o'clock and maybe find out which one Steve thought was the best question.
Not only that, but one of the four got the hallowed anointment of, that's a good question.
Yes, wow. They did.
And then Mark pressed him on which was the best question, and he wouldn't answer, but then he actually answered.
And then he answered,
and
yeah.
Those are two different people.
That's right. So that's all coming
uh-oh.
Up.
It's yep. called a tease, people.
That's all coming up around
looking forward to it.
But.
How are you, Steiny?
We we have a joke on our show that all roads lead to Kuminga, but let's create a different road. What if we put Kuminga and the big three aside and ask, of all the other role players, which one do you think is going to have the biggest attachment to the team's success this year? Before we answer, why don't we get a round of applause from all of you
uh-oh.
By show of applause, and I'll give you all the names first so that you're like, I don't want to applaud because maybe someone else is coming up. But if we ask you, between Pods, Moody, Horford, Buddy, or Will Richard, those are the five that you can vote on. So we'll go through those. Clap for your favorite. How many of you think, again, this is the biggest impact on the team's success outside of Kuminga and the big three? Brandon Pajemski.
Ish.
Wow.
What's going on with Mark?
Wow.
Santa Clara's fine. Wow.
You should know Mark. You should have said the white Shohei Ohtani. Right. That's who he is.
All right. That, by the way, that's a whole dynamic in and of itself that maybe we need to discuss.
Wow.
But we'll go next. Moses Moody.
Yeah.
What about... probably not a great day for it, but Al Horford. Yeah, look at you, brother.
Wow, quiet on the set.
Al wants to sign your card. All right.
That's his nephew.
Buddy Hield. My name is Buddy.
Game 7, Buddy.
Where y'all at? Yeah, whoa.
All right. And then the flavor of the month. What about Will Richard?
Oh, let's go.
That's wow.
Isn't it funny?
What's wrong, Stein?
Buddy Hield wins Game 7 on the road. 9 games into a regular season, some kid you've never heard of now gets 5 times the applause.
Steiny, who's
it's
he
amazing.
Missing?
Amazing.
Who's he missing?
Well, obviously there's some good people at the top, but I really feel like Quentin Post, when he had a game where he's making threes, clogging the lane, looking more athletic than he looks 40% of the time. He makes 2 threes in the first quarter, and then he gets involved, and he starts going like this. Like
Willard, say Post.
Like,
give him Post.
The nice thing about Post is when he makes shots, he helps you. When he doesn't, just get him out. Just don't play him.
How many of you want to help out Matt Steinmetz and clap for Quentin Post?
Wow. I'll take it.
Right.
Like Kramer with a loss.
You got a few people on your side.
That's too
Guru,
funny.
Who would you pick? Who would you pick? Pods, Moody, Horford, Buddy, Will Richard,
you know what?
Or Steiny's nephew,
this
Quentin
fluctuates,
Post.
But because I'm a team player, I listen to Coach Kerr with you guys like I always do every Thursday, and he talked about something that I'm skeptical about in regard to this whole team having, and that's defense. And he talked about Moses Moody, yep. Going Kendrick Burton. Hey, Moody and being the best on-ball defender, and Moody just has an attitude or aura to him to where, but you'll appreciate this, I don't give a damn. I done been jerked around. Steve Martin, I'm going for mine when I'm out there.
I heard it.
This is the recycled guy, but he didn't get me.
It's a three.
But it's Moses Moody, man. It just is. Defensively, he's shooting a three, and he's just aggressive and has this aura to him where, you know what, Guru, I don't give a damn. I'm out here. I'm going to make the most of it.
I'm not going to double up. I got the same answer for the same reason.
I do, too.
Because he's on both. Well, he's more than any of these other guys.
There it is.
He's on both sides of the ball. He's so important to what they do on both sides. Who would you pick?
I would go with Pods just because the crowd is against Pods. Pause, which honestly,
he plays hard.
If you look at last year, and we all use plus minus, we weaponize it for our own purposes, but just look at it last year, people. Do your homework, for crying out loud. The guy was a plus 265 over the year.
Yeah,
he
plays,
they do better.
You know what?
Plus minus
works
over the course of a year. Plus minus in a game, I agree with you. Plus minus in a year, when he plays, the team does better than the other team.
Who does he have overlapping minutes with?
Everyone.
No, Steph Curry.
No, but everyone.
No, I know, but Steph Curry
last
primarily.
Last year, J.K. had the same overlapping minutes, and he was a -3 for the year.
That's a separate conversation. I think that plus-minus is a very flawed system to evaluate that player. He is a ball handler who does not have a 2.5 to 3.5 to 1 ratio of assist to turnovers, and I think he puts the team in very precarious defensive positions because he plays way too high on guys who are non-threats, and they're a poor defensive team to begin with, and they get into scramble mode. He's a solid player. I don't think plus minus brings the full palette of what he brings and doesn't bring to the table. He's a hustle guy. He makes a lot of rebounds. I like him.
Takes charges.
He's a six-man. Charges are not just defense. There's more to playing great defense than just taking a charge. Yes, a defensive rebound is nice. Like Danny Fortson, though, Steiny, defensive rebounding does not tell the whole story on defense. I think I look at defense in a variety of ways. His individual defense bends their team defense, and I don't think the sophisticated eyeball watches it enough to understand it. That's why I kind of spit on plus minus with pods.
Right. You could say the same thing about Steph Curry's individual defense.
But his offense is so overwhelming.
No, but if we're just talking about individual defense.
I agree.
So, you know,
I agree with that.
And
yes.
You could talk about, you know, a lot of guys' individual defense. As a team, their defense is not great. And pods individually is not a great defender.
He's not. But I think on this team, it gets, you know, it's worse because they don't have the rim protector.
Yeah, man.
And then when you play him and Steph simultaneously, you're in zone. Man. How much zone have they ran this year when he's in that starting unit and they're letting, what's the guy, number 23, Naismith? He's just walking into threes.
Yeah, it happened.
By the way, the one thing that I found interesting with the Kerr, one of the things, with the Kerr interview is maybe there was doubt, maybe there wasn't, but let there be no doubt. Moses Moody is their best on-ball defender.
Yeah, I heard it.
That's what he said.
Yes.
Not Kuminga, not Draymond.
Not Gary. GP2.
How was that guy not in your starting lineup?
Now, I'm hoping that he omitted Melton on purpose at this point.
Probably.
But let there be no doubt.
I don't think a coach is in the business of putting expectations on somebody who has a torn ACL.
Watch what
Shanahan says about Brandon Ayuk. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. So probably, but no, it's a point well taken that he said it. I think they want Jonathan Kuminga to be a big part of that going forward. He's getting better at it. But in the moment, it's Moses.
Yeah.
Who's not a starter.
Not a starter.
I mean, what made them great 6, 7, 8 years ago, Livingston, Iggy, Clay.
Keep going.
You could throw a million dogs. Draymond, an old version of Dre, you could throw onto a young point guard. You can't do that anymore. And they need perimeter defense or that rim protector. Yeah. That's their fatal flaw.
I'm really shocked none of you took Buddy Hield today. I mean, this is the guy that literally won them Game 7. You mentioned it.
Yep.
He was the reason he started out 12-3 last year. He's very streaky. But in the playoffs, it's about making buckets. Moses Moody came up very small.
Yeah.
Brandon Pajemski came up very small. The brights were the lights were way too bright for all three of those guys, Post included. Kuminga got iced out. Buddy can win you a game in the playoffs. That's
true.
The guy for me. He can win you not one, maybe two. I look at that, a guy like that. A guy like Peyton Pritchard, what he's been in the past. Role players step up in big moments, and hopefully, I'm hoping I'm wrong, and it is Moses Moody. I'm hoping it is Jonathan Kuminga, so they could take some of that burden off. But for me, it's Buddy Hield.
I don't disagree with you, but I think important to keep in mind that last year in that playoff series, Buddy Hield's a 32, 33-year-old veteran player in the NBA, and all those guys you compared him to are some form of babies.
No, they were.
Who may have been asked to do something in a playoff game for the first time in their lives.
Absolutely, and that's going to be the big question when and if they do get to the playoffs, if those guys can take a leap. Because that was holding them back last year.
Yeah, and a lot of those guys look a lot better now than
Is there any world Like, when David Lee was on this team, I didn't see Draymond taking a quantum leap forward. They had Jared Jack and Carl Landry the year prior. No one saw Draymond taking this quantum leap. Is there any way this team goes somewhere significant this year and Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond are not your top three players?
Mine is hell no.
There's no chance. I'm just asking. Yeah. Is there something weird going to happen?
Define top three players. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, are you talking scoring, offensively?
Just,
I mean,
on a night-to-night basis, series to series.
I think yes. I absolutely think yes. Yeah, like, okay. at least maybe not for an entire playoff run, maybe even not for a series, but in certain games, I know NBA people who think that the reason the Warriors surprised with a title 3-4 seasons ago was because they got what they got from the guys you knew what you'd get.
And Wiggins.
And then Jordan Poole was really good in the regular season, and then Wiggins, like, overperformed in the play. I could see something like that happening with a Jonathan Kuminga.
Okay.
For sure.
Ooh, not in this West, though. Like, that that was a specific type of season in 2022 where it felt like it was wide open. But, okay, barring an injury, of course, because Jason Tatum getting hurt last year in the East, it opened up everything, right? The Nuggets tomorrow will be a very interesting test with all of this. Moody wasn't there for that other game against the Nuggets. That's going to be an interesting matchup. Kuminga, can he do it again? Pods tomorrow, no Steph. I'm very curious to see how this one.
In the
very important Emirates NBA Cup, boys.
It's huge. It's big.
You know, said that today, Spadone.
If you think about the year they won the title 3 years ago, Phoenix was dominant. They got knocked off.
Got knocked out.
Dallas was a little bit banged up, and you beat Dallas. And so things can break your way. But I do believe that what you guys are saying, like, if Moody and Kuminga both step up and now they are among your top five players, then you got action.
I just think that Curry and Butler and Draymond will be your top three players at March and April. I don't know. Draymond faded in the playoffs. Yeah. He was terrible. Şengün bodied him the last month of the season because they went this big marathon just to get to the playoffs. Zubac, Aaron Gordon, he was done by the time the playoffs came. And then Randall took his lunch money. So I just wonder, is there any scenario where one of the youngsters rises to the occasion the way Wiggins did?
This is the Blue and Gold Summit at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill.
Hey,
come on, take all your pictures. Look at you all for coming out. Appreciate you. The game's all here. Shasky, Spadoni, Steiny, Goo, Willard, Dibbs, all of you, we appreciate you. We're talking out Warrior basketball. Let's get to Steve Kerr here for a second. I want to ask this question in a couple different ways. Shasky, why don't you lead us off? Just with through these nine games, what kind of a job do you think he's doing?
And he's done a great job. You know, they don't have a starting lineup. So like Steiny said, every night you're like, matchups, who's hot, who's in form, who's available. I think that's really hard. It's totally difficult to, hey, I don't know who my top five guys are. I don't know who my first two subs are. I don't know what my second unit looks like. I think that's really difficult to kind of navigate. And then you have some, let's call it delicate egos to manage throughout the year. And I'm talking vets and young guys. And you just have the normal rigors of the NBA schedule. I think he's been B+, A-, thus far. Like, they don't have a legit starting five.
Danny, what would you say?
Kerr's fine.
Yeah.
Like, he's fine.
For sure, he's fine.
Okay. But when you say Kerr, I'm thinking to myself, well, who's got a better sense of the heartbeat of the Warriors than Steve Kerr? I get you're not asking me should he be fired and they bring somebody in, but I just think he gets it. He's using the first 15 or 20. You know what he's finding out right now? If Will Richard is really going to be able to help him in, like, March, like, I think that's a big part of what's going on. And so there's nobody I'd entrust this particular team to more than Steve Kerr right now. If for nothing else, then complete and utter familiarity.
Well, I mean, look, obviously I'm not asking the question in that framework. However, for what I would argue is at least a year and a half, there has been a Bay Area-wide debate over whether or not at least Steve Kerr and the whole Warriors staff allow young players the right runway and whether they involve them enough in what they're doing. And for that reason, that's why I ask right now about these nine games. I think for those who felt that way coming into this season, you have to at least in the moment feel pretty good about the runway that has been created for some of these young players. For a lot of people, they've been wanting that now for a few years.
Yeah, and if you just revisit his whole career, because he's a made man with four rings, but you're talking about the first nine. I mean, it's out there, and we'll get into it, or we don't have to get into it, but some say maybe the thing with Kuminga might have been personal, but there are people out there that believe that, and that's why he wasn't playing. But for him to insert him into the starting lineup after everything that went off, what we perceived to be drama, he's telling you he's about, you know, growth. And then you look at Jordan Poole. Can we count that bucket? Because that was under the tutelage, and I will never forget JP. That was under the tutelage of Coach Kerr.
JP so, was awesome.
And man, and he went awesome. To the G League.
I miss him.
And what, you know, so
he
that happened
hard.
Over Coach
hard.
Kerr's watch, man. So I just hate Price that some smiling. People really believe that Coach Kerr's playing favorites. And now, you guys didn't ask this, but I'll go there. The reason I think Pods is taking heat is because people feel like Kerr treated him differently in regard, we'll give you more leeway to mess up and stay in the game. But people forget, and they go Helen Keller on. No, they didn't have a lot of guys that could handle the ball. That's why the position was
totally different.
Different
position.
And,
yeah,
you know. So when you say Kerr,
yeah, but
he's doing a good job, and the fact that Kuminga's in the start lineup. I mean, what else can you question?
I mean, he doesn't develop young players. Although here's Will Richard, a rookie.
Well,
nine games in, he looks awesome. Steve gets no credit.
Moses Moody.
Kuminga now suddenly is
Zion
better.
And Kuminga.
I mean, the whole idea about Kerr and young players, that always cracks me up because, like, you either don't get credit or you do.
Wow.
And now that Kuminga is playing better, you either give him credit or you don't. I give credit to the player, honestly, and the whole notion of, like, development. I think that Kuminga plays now because he's playing better and he's playing the right way, Spadone.
Well, and what I appreciate from Steve, he's not blowing smoke in anyone's ass. All right, he is honest with you guys. At the end of last season, he joined you for his exit interview.
Yep.
And he said, and we talked about this all summer long, Joe, whether we're sticking Steve Kerr with that quote was, I'm going to allow a runway for Steph, Jimmy, and JK to start next season. I have to. And he's done that. He's a man of his word.
Yeah.
And it's been, the proof is in the pudding.
You know what the interesting thing there is, though?
Well,
they did it. They did it in camp. We don't see camp. Then there's a preseason game. They get to the press conference, and they're like, so what'd you think of JK with those guys? And he's like, not good.
Yeah.
Not right? good. Didn't look good at all.
In fairness.
Yes.
Moody was the starter at the beginning of the season. It was going to be Moody.
It was going to be.
So it's worked out well.
Yes.
But Moody was going to be the starter.
Was.
It's right. Just, and I'm just saying, like,
no,
you know,
no,
so,
it was fortuitous is what you're saying,
words,
how it worked out. For sure.
Correct. He gave a runway to Kuminga because it got jammed down his mouth.
Well,
how about that?
That's Draymond Green's career, isn't it?
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean,
but he was going to start Moody. That's
yeah,
awesome.
All right, let's broaden the question. And by the way, everybody sitting here, you can kind of weigh in on this.
The beers are flowing.
Yeah, they are.
You see,
y'all doing okay?
Yeah,
hey! Is everybody at least kind of half drunk at this point?
Well,
That's good. That's good. I mean, the subject is kind of like, what if we look at the whole arc of Steve Kerr? I mean, obviously, if we're going to credit the dynasty, the first name that's going to come up is Steph Curry. But how much credit do you give Steve Kerr? Where is he on the list of what has mattered in this dynasty? Kind of where would you put him?
Let me say this. We talked about it in the summer, and it might be a hot take. I don't care. I think Steve Kerr is the greatest head coach in the history of Bay Area sports. Is it or is it not about winning championships in the Bay Area? Is it or is it not?
Bochy got three.
That is how we view coaches.
Three. Yeah.
Walsh has three.
Yeah.
Bochy has three.
Different. Yeah, but
who has four championships?
No, but that's not.
Who has four championships as a head coach?
No, but that I'm not. It's not a tote board.
It's no, it is, though.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
And by the way, Steve Kerr has four over a much longer period than when Bill had three.
I mean, does that matter, though? Longevity
it does.
Matters.
Yeah.
The fact that he's been able to maneuver this
Bill Walsh stick with Steph this whole time. Bill Walsh took over an organization that was just sitting there with nothing.
With OJ sure.
But it's still a compliment, though.
And
he, but don't
the Warriors were losers my entire life until Steve Kerr got
right, but he, but Steve Kerr came to a team that all the dynasty players were already on it. And they were already a playoff team when he took it over.
So you don't give Steve Kerr as much credit as what Bill Walsh did with the Niners.
100%. No. Correct.
I disagree.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. I disagree.
Correct.
Bill Walsh is just immortalized.
Yeah. And well, I would say this. I would say this.
Nothing away from Steve Kerr, by the way.
He's won four titles.
He
doesn't get the respect he deserves is what I'm saying.
They both had a similar vision. And that is Walsh came in and created something we'd never seen.
West Coast offense.
Steve Kerr... He did something that many coaches would not have been able to do, which is look at that team when he took it over and said, if we play this way, we could be an unbelievable problem. And that's what I mean by the vision of both. Like, there are coaches who would have been incapable of understanding how to implement what Steve Kerr and that – or. Coaching staff did
Steiny,
to
what
transform the Warriors.
What happened right before Steve Kerr came to the Warriors? Game 7, Clippers-Warriors, 2 minutes to go.
We were at Dana's house.
How many times do I say this to you? I'm fighting for my life. I was thinking, look, Mark Jackson got them to play defense.
Offense wasn't a
First
thing.
Time in my entire life, the Warriors played defense. First time ever. But that Game 7... It was Steph Curry ISO'd on the block, remember, against the Lob City Clippers.
Never forget it.
And they couldn't score a bucket with 2 minutes to go. It was a tie game in Game 7. And I look at the way they played basketball the very next year. It was nightmare.
Incredible, man.
Well, it was like a nightmare.
People are going to think this is unfair, but I give Mark Jackson credit for saying this is the greatest shooting backcourt in the history of the game, but I also don't think he could have ever done anything to utilize that like Steve Kerr.
Thank
he just
you.
Wouldn't have known how to do it.
What if we asked you all the second most important person to the Warriors dynasty? We all know number one is Steph Curry. Is number two, is it Steve Kerr?
No.
Klay Thompson.
Joe Lacob.
Is it Draymond Green?
No.
Is it Klay Thompson?
Yes! Klay Thompson.
I'll tell you why.
It's Joe Lacob, Mark.
It's Klay Thompson. You don't get... You need
forgetting
to find
somebody
the perfect
again.
Combo guard
Durant.
Opposite Klay Thompson.
That was later.
Steph Curry could not defend on the perimeter. Klay Thompson, Kuminga's trying to become that guy. He was the best perimeter defender outside of Kawhi Leonard and Rudy Gay and, what's the guy, Tony Allen, for six straight years. He was the guy. He's the perfect off-ball shooting guard to complement their style of play. He's the guy. He unlocked everything.
Blue and Gold Summit, Jack's Restaurant and Bar here in Pleasant Hill. We are brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Dibs and I get to ask Steve Kerr questions all the time. These other four were told today, give us one question to ask Steve. So we did. We'll play the answers for you next, find out which one of them he liked the best. So that's all coming up on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.